Welcome to this week's edition of your award-winning Gutter. I'm joined by Neil Atkinson and Paul Gorst from The Echo. What are we going to do today, boys? The links are pretty much the same set of links we've been facing week in, week out, and they seem like they're drawing ever nearer. The McAllister one in particular is coming at us. Start with you, Paul. Over the weekend, we were hearing all sorts of stuff from the likes of Fabrizio Romano. Let's call them the second-tier sources. I'm going to say these guys. The second-tier sources were saying, this deal with Liverpool is all but done. There's a release clause in place for McAllister. It's going to happen now. It's going to be announced at the end of the season. Brighton and Liverpool are still pouring cold water on it. I suppose that's inevitable. What's your current reading of the situation?
He's certainly coming to Liverpool once. I think he got massively boosted up the shortlist when it became apparent the deal for Bellingham couldn't be done. So he's maybe gone from being, you know, second on the list to top of it. I mean, what Brighton have done this season has been exceptional, and he's coming off a historic season of his own. You know, obviously winning the World Cup in Qatar, and then starting in Brighton's midfield as they're going to qualify for the, you know, the Europa League for the first time in history, would it be? So he's someone who, no surprise that he's in demand. He's a bit of a kind of, you watch him and you think there's perhaps not one thing that he excels at, but he does everything to a pretty high standard. So he's a little bit of an all-round midfielder. And, you know, in the modern way of discussing football, we tend to box midfielders into, is he number 10, is he number 8, is he number 6? But he tends to be someone who just does a little bit of everything to a really high standard in the centre of midfield. And that, probably more than anything, is what Liverpool need at the moment. They need someone who's going to come into the squad, play 30, 35 Premier League games, stay fit, do it to a really high standard. And then the problems that they've had across the season will gradually fade away, because that generally has been the root cause of Liverpool's issues, isn't it? The lack of a functioning centre of the pitch. So certainly Liverpool are really determined to get him, everything that we're hearing. And it's no surprise to hear as well that Liverpool aren't the only ones who are after him. Liverpool, from what we're led to believe Manchester United are also after him. There's been reports at the top of the week that Manchester City are looking at him as well as a potential replacement for Gundogan and/or Bernardo Silva. So, it's certainly one to watch, but maybe you can look at previous years where Liverpool have been after a player for a little bit further down the pecking order in the Premier League, and other big clubs have been after him, and you can, you know, look at Virgil van Dijk certainly as an example. I think Liverpool certainly won that race, so why can't they do it again?